I'm still hoping that someday we will prove Tina wrong and combine the rigor of scientific methods with the power of embodied intuition. Edward, one of the Shakespeare and Company teachers, told me about an experience he'd had as a young actor in Packer's advanced training workshop. The group had spent the morning doing exercises aimed at getting the muscles of the torso to release, so that the breath could drop in naturally and fully. Edward noticed that every time he rolled through one section of his ribs, he'd feel a wave of sadness. The coach asked if he'd ever been injured there, and he said no. For Packer's afternoon class, he'd prepared a speech from Richard II, where the king is summoned to give up his crown to the lord who has usurped him. During the discussion afterward, he recalled that his mother had broken her ribs when she was pregnant with him, and that he'd always associated this with his premature birth. As he recalled, "When I told Tina this, she started asking me questions about my first few months. I said I didn't remember being in an incubator, but that I remembered times later when I stopped breathing and being in the hospital in an oxygen tent. I remembered being in my uncle's car and him driving through red lights to get me to the emergency room. It was like having sudden infant death syndrome at the age of 3. Tina kept asking me questions, and I started to get really frustrated and angry at her poking away at whatever shield I had around that pain. Then she said, 'Was it painful when the doctors stuck all those needles in you?' At that moment, I just started screaming. I tried to leave the room, but two of the other actors, really big guys, held me down. They finally got me to sit in a chair, and I was trembling and shaking. Then Tina said, 'You're your mother, and you're going to do this speech. You're your mother, and you're giving birth to yourself, and you're telling yourself that you're going to make it. You're not going to die. You must convince yourself. You must convince that little newborn that you're not going to die.' This became my intention with Richard's speech. When I first brought the speech to class, I told myself that I wanted to get the role right, not that something welling deep inside me needed to say these words. When finally it did, it became so clear that my baby was like Richard. I was not ready to give up my throne. It was like megatons of energy and tension just left my body, pathways opening up for expression that had been blocked by this baby holding his breath and being so afraid that it was going to die. The genius of Tina was in having me become my mother telling me it'd be okay. It was almost like going back and changing the story, being reassured that someday I would feel safe enough to express my pain, made it a precious part of my life. That night, I had the first orgasm I'd ever had in the presence of another person. And I know it's because I released something, some tension in my body, that allowed me to be more in the world.